world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Corey, the flight attendant, he's like, everyone off the plane, get off.
I think that it is important to understand that
my appetite was gone. When I got back home, my niece informed me.
According to preliminary information still to be confirmed,
eight fried pork sausages.
He ate my finger.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program this evening. Tonight, we're going to be talking with Robert Greene and his work with an organization that he helped start, the Single Fathers Legal Assistance Fund. And we'll also be discussing with Mr. Vernon Dozier the continued controversy around the mosque in New York, the Ground Zero Mosque. We also may have a visit, I'm not sure, but Art Griego, who is our aviation expert, could be talking with us about some of these maintenance lapses we've been hearing about with American Airlines. $24 million worth of maintenance lapses, worth of fines because of these maintenance lapses. So we may be talking with Art later in the show. Right now, our website at philhendryshow.com is streaming live video of the show, a video cast, as well as live audio. Tomorrow, we'll have the downloads of the show. We'll have a five-day archive. And we have, of course, years and years and years of Phil Hendry material there. So get a backstage pass. There really isn't any other radio show website that's worth it. There isn't. I don't even care if they're giving it away. There's no other radio show website that's worth it. This is the only one that is actually archiving material that people are going to want to go back and listen to 2 years from now. Trust me when I tell you that. So philhendryshow.com is the place. Check it out. Let's see. We got our affiliate spotlight tonight. I forgot. Did we do it last night? Well, our affiliate spotlight this evening is in Boston, WTKK 98.9 FM, and in Colorado Springs, 4Ks, KKKK 1580. Did I get that wrong, Jace? Did I get the frequency of our good friends in Boston wrong? 96.9. Is that what I said? All right. WTKK. I know them as TKK. I know them as Grace's station, okay? Colorado Springs, Colorado. KKKK. That's heavy. And they're located at 1580 AM. So those are a couple of our affiliates on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. Good to have you guys with us tonight. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're going to start out here. We'll get Bob Greene on in just a moment. A four-year-old boy was being tested for sexually transmitted diseases after he found a used condom in an Atlanta hotel room and tried to blow it up thinking it was a balloon. If you can imagine how utterly disgusting that is. The boy found the condom in the sheets of a bed in the hotel where his family was staying, according to his grandmother, Carmen Jones. He had his tongue in it. Good God. According to the grandmother, in a statement released by the attorneys that the family rapidly contacted after they saw this child playing with this thing, I immediately took it out of his mouth. The boy sickened and developed sores on his tongue not long after, according to the grandmother. She took him to Scottish Rite Hospital in Atlanta to have him tested for sexually transmitted diseases, including herpes and HIV. Oh, boy. Here is a little bit of audio for you. This is Carmen Jones. This is the grandmother talking to Channel 5 in Atlanta about this disturbing incident.
When I looked at my grandson, he had a used condom all down his throat, his tongue in it, everything. And there was semen in the condom. Next
Yikes.
Day, that's
Yikes.
When I had seen the open blisters inside of his mouth, inside of the bottom lip. All on his tongue. There's that hope that you just hope that, you know, nothing comes from it.
Boy, that is just about as funky as it gets, man. Robert Greene is joining us. Bob Greene is the CEO of Fraser Foods. He's a longtime, well-established businessman, well-known in business, the business community, business circles in Southern California, as well as throughout the United States. He's also one of the founding members of the Single Fathers Legal Fund. And, Bob, you heard that story. That's disgusting.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't get much more dangerous. It doesn't get much more, as you say, Phil, disgusting. It has the earmarks of everything that, you know, you fear as a parent, as well as a citizen. The idea that this kind of unsanitary, I guess, behavior.
Is out there, huh?
Is out there, yeah.
Now, Bob, you were with a organization that talked a little bit about this and dealt with these problems. And I can't imagine, I don't know what single fathers have to do with a condom laying around.
Well, Bill, the reason why I didn't immediately mention it in relation to this story is because this is a story that has to do with a family that was staying in a hotel room. And obviously, that what they're claiming is that this was a this was something that was left by a previous guest in the hotel room. I don't know. It could have been something that was used by a member of the family. I don't have the specifics. It's very unsanitary, and there are a lot of reasons for this. Excuse me. One of the reasons that if you want to look at why I'm talking to you about this tonight. And I've got a little bit of a cold, Phil, so...
You sounding fine. You sounding good, Bob. Is it a sore throat?
It's a little bit of a sore throat, yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the reasons why I got involved in this is because when I separated from my wife, and this was many years ago, I had visitation with my kids, and some of the weekends they would come over and stay with me at an apartment that I was renting. When I separated from my wife, I didn't have the big house that we lived in. We lived in about a 7,000-square-foot home, so it was quite a big home. I went immediately from that to a small apartment over here on Beach Boulevard. And that was where my kids would visit, and that is where I would live my life. My kids would come on Saturdays and Sundays. And you're a single man living in an apartment. You got your kids coming over, but you're also entertaining other people. You're entertaining your friends. And I came out one morning, and my daughter, who at that time was 8 years old, had this prophylactic that she was stretching. And at one point, she asked me if it was a swimming cap. It was very, very small. I couldn't believe what she had found, and I immediately took it from her. I said, no, it isn't. And I told her it was something for a tool that I was using.
Your daughter found a condom in your apartment.
That's right, yeah. And this is what I'm getting at, and this is something that I want people to understand. Single fathers are paying such an enormous amount of money when it comes to alimony and child support that they literally are living when they move out and are on their own for the first time. They're living in a situation that is maybe not the most hygienic. It's not the optimum situation, and you don't have a lot of money to hire a maid to come in and clean the place up. That was the case with me. So when my daughter found this, and I was mortified, Phil, there's no question about it, but it's very different from what this family went through. This was left by another individual, and that's the person you got to blame. But this also was what was left by me, and I take full responsibility for that, is the result of what my wife and millions of American women put ex-husbands through.
All right, Bob. You're saying that because you were entertaining, you had females...
Yes, that's correct.
You had single females you were entertaining at the apartment there, and this is also where your kids were coming to visit you because you had visitation.
Correct.
That your daughter found a condom. Was this? I guess it goes without saying, it was one that you had used.
It was yes, because you have to understand something. I'm entertaining adults. And
but you also know that your kids are coming over.
I know that my kids are coming over, Phil. I also know that I wish I was living with my kids. And it is not an optimum situation. The optimum situation would be if I had custody of my kids or if I was living in a bigger home, but that was not the case then. And so as a result of this not being the case, you don't have the most organized living circumstance.
All right, but again, to find a condom, your daughter found this condom. Where did she find this?
She found it on the floor near the couch. And again, when you are living in a very disorganized situation where you have been essentially asked to leave your home and you're living in an apartment and you've got your papers and you have your business effects and you have your phone numbers, your Rolodex, and the apartment, I'm telling you, it feels like just an extension of my office, and you're also, you've got the kids over. I called my ex-wife and I said, you're killing me with the immediate spousal money that she wanted. The court had not yet ordered any.
And so you were just giving her money?
I was giving her what she was asking for. And I said, I'd like to hire a maid. And she told me that my daughter, Carrie, had said she'd found this thing, and I told her it was a condom.
And you were not in the least bit upset. You weren't worried about telling your wife that your daughter found a condom laying on the floor?
Well, no, it was not the fault of... it was not my fault. It was the fault, and this is why we started legal aid for single fathers. When you are the parent living away from the house, and you have been told to leave, as I was, and you're forced to get an apartment, and you are forced to organize your life on the run, and you are also, obviously, a man, and you're entertaining women, I don't think it is unusual, and I certainly don't think it is... It takes an imagination to understand there's going to be a condom laying on the floor somewhere. And when my daughter found that, I got irate. I picked the phone up and I called my wife, my ex-wife, immediately, and I said, you don't understand what you've done because I can't keep this place clean. And your daughter, and that's what you say when you're angry, your daughter just found a rubber laying on the floor and was playing with it.
But to blame your... The thing about blaming your ex-wife about that...
I know. It's very difficult for a lot of people to understand. Unless you've lived through this, Phil, unless you've lived through a separation like this...
I've lived through a separation, you know.
Yeah, but did you have a child visitation situation?
No, I did not.
That's what I'm talking about. Unless you've lived through a separation like this where you're in a very small, cramped apartment because your ex-wife is literally soaking up all the extra dollars... And you don't have a lot to spend on a place to live. You certainly can't afford a cleaning woman. There's going to be a lot of stuff laying around. And unfortunately, in that instance, when I saw the story about the condom, I remembered. It's unhygienic. It's absolutely true. It could spread disease. God knows what. But we need to keep our eye on the ball. These fathers are out there trying to be with their kids, to live a normal life as a single man, and at the same time conduct business, keep their businesses afloat, and a condom is left on the floor, and you are considered to be no better than a child molester. And
why did you start this legal fund?
Well, I started it initially for myself because my wife was going to deny me visitation with the kids. So this was really about me.
And but you're a wealthy man, you know.
I'm a wealthy man, but this is a public issue, and so this was something that I felt I could handle through a not for profit.
All right, 877-876 Phil is the number. I'm sorry I wasn't giving the number out here because I was fascinated with your story, Bob. 877-876 Phil. So. You've got a small, cramped apartment, and the kids are coming over to visit you, and one of them found a condom laying on the floor that happened to have been used by you. And
well, I'm trying to explain that this happens, Phil, and kids that find these things laying around, they find them for a lot of reasons. In my instance, it was because my wife had pushed me out of the house.
Yeah, I know, and you had to get a really, really small apartment. And you didn't have money for a cleaning woman, so when the kids come over to visit, there's condoms laying around.
There's not condoms laying around. There was one.
Was this the only time?
Well, it wasn't the only time that they found something of an adult nature like that, is what I'm trying to say. So we need, and the message I want to get out is, women have got to lay off of men and the demands they're making in terms of dollars, because they cannot afford to pay these exorbitant bills, child support, alimony, and keep a clean apartment that their children can visit, and not find a rubber laying on the floor. You know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Robert Green asking that ex-wives ease back on the alimony and the child support demands because the ex-husbands are living in squalor, and they're also entertaining young women. And in Bob's case, his kids came over and found a condom laying on the floor because he can't keep the place clean. He can't afford a maid, and the kids are seeing these very adult things. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Later on, Vernon Dozier and more on the Ground Zero Mosque and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You know, the story here of a boy picking up a used condom in an Atlanta hotel room reminded us of Robert Green and the legal defense fund that he started some 10 years ago. Your daughter, Carrie, is how old now?
Well, Carrie is a young woman now, Phil. She's just turned 20, as a matter of fact.
So this was about 12 years ago?
Yeah, 12 years ago. And when that happened, we started our legal defense fund for single fathers because... You know, we don't have any protection.
But what we're talking about here, though, is that your daughter found a used condom laying on the floor in your living room.
Well, I don't know if it was used. I imagine that it was. But the point is that she found it, and I was livid. I called my ex, and...
Now, a lot of people may be saying right now, you know, I gotta tell you, Bob, I'm one of them. How do you blame an ex-wife for you leaving a used condom laying around?
It's a good question, but I'll tell you, it's rooted, my opinion and the opinion of millions of American men is rooted in, strictly rooted in the legal foundation of the fact that we are forced out the door, we have to take a small apartment, we can't afford to keep it clean. I take it that we're still entitled to have a social life.
I guess, I mean, I... Yeah.
Well, there's not a law against it.
No, there's not a law against it, but in this apartment that your children are going to be visiting...
Exactly. Well, what I'm saying is that living circumstance is the result of a wife not only forcing you out the door, but also, and this is the only way I can put it, they're soaking up every extra dollar before they actually settle on any kind of a spousal support or child support. And so... in my case, this was an apartment over here on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, and it was filthy. And there was a used condom. There were condom wrappers.
Let me ask you this: can't you clean the place up before your kid?
No, hold on. You're not listening to me.
No, but can't you?
You're not listening to me. I'm a businessman. I work late. I get up early. I would love to be able to keep the place clean at that time, but I couldn't afford a maid and at the same time get up early and go and do my job. So the kids, when they came to visit me on the weekends, were walking into this house with Playboy magazine and so forth that I don't want them to see. And I told them, don't open the magazines. Those are daddy's. But the condoms in the bathroom and so forth. Their mother, Sharon, is, and I'll say this, and she knows this is true, she is not a pleasant woman.
All right, let me get some phone calls up here, Bob. 877-876-PHIL, talking to Bob Green about the story of a boy finding a condom in a hotel room. Mr. Green, this actually happened to him. His daughter found one and found it to be... What? Okay, hold on, Derek. I got Derek on the line. Derek, you need to hold on. I just heard my engineer say that we've got to go to break. So hold the line here, man. I apologize. It's a compelling story, Bob, and I guess I got lost in the...
Well, so long as you understand, Phil, that this is something that was engineered by... I'm not holding myself completely, not responsible, but this is engineered by a very sadistic woman, and a very, very selfish and greedy woman.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with your phone calls in a moment of the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I apologize for letting the clock get away from me here. A boy is being tested right now at an Atlanta-area hospital for STDs after finding a used condom in a hotel room and playing with it. Robert Green joins us from Fraser Foods, but at one time was a part of a group called the Legal Fund for Single Fathers. And this is an incident that you say is fairly common with single fathers because of the fact that their ex-wives are soaking them.
Well, before you get the spousal support, before you get the order for child support, you're living in a small apartment, you're entertaining women. I don't think I have to paint a picture here. And for a woman like my ex-wife, Sharon, who was almost sociopathic in the way she delighted in making my life just a living hell. When I came out and I saw my daughter playing with that something that I had been wearing 6 hours before, I thought I was going to faint.
Yeah, but you had it.
Mr. Hendry, I understand that I was laying on my floor. I take responsibility for the fact that I didn't pick up a condom that I was using. I don't think that's the end of the world. But my daughter was really put at risk, I think, by my ex-wife and her selfishness.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call now. Here we have Renee in La Palma, California. Renee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead.
Hi. I really don't see how Mr. Green's story relates to the story that you were telling at all about the 7-year-old boy. Mr. Green seems like... he's really angry and bitter about him having to pay this absorbent amount of child support to his wife, him being forced out of his 7,000 square foot home to that he shared with his wife and his kids. Mr. Green sounds like he's a very nasty, dirty man, because even if you lived in a matchbox,
you could get up
and go and dispose of a used condom, not leave it on the floor, so your daughter, when she comes over to visit, can find it next to the couch. That's very nasty.
This is what I was trying to explain.
All Mr. Green is talking about. Mr. Green is talking about on this call, on this show, is how much child support he's paying and how he was forced out of his home. It has absolutely nothing to do with the storyline that you were telling about
the 7-year-old
boy.
This little boy, I want to repeat what Renee is saying, that this is a boy in an Atlanta hotel room.
Well, I know the story. The little boy found a condom that was left by another guest, but we don't know yet if it was another guest. It could have been his own father.
The family is traveling. You're talking about living on your own, and this is a family together traveling. The grandmother found it. So what you're saying is that it reminded you of a story.
Well, of course it would. The fact that this child was victimized by an adult who didn't care for that child. In my case, I think it's the kid's mom. I think it's my daughter Carrie's mother.
These stories have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Why do you say that? When her mother threw me out and forced me into an apartment that I can't afford to keep clean, let me ask you something, ma'am. You've never left a condom laying around. You're saying that's never happened.
Well, wait a minute. You've got your kids coming over, right?
said, there is absolutely no reason why he shouldn't be able to dispose of that used condom. Why in the world would you leave it on the floor?
I didn't know it was there. Had I known it was there, I would have picked it up. But you already know
you don't have a maid service. Why are you leaving this kind of stuff laying around?
Ma'am, I did not do it on purpose. Had I known it was there, I would have picked it up.
But you took it off.
Yes, I did.
What did you do? Just take it off and drop it on the floor?
You know something, Phil? If you're in that mood, you're in that kind of a mood where you take it off and you throw it against a wall.
You knew your kids were coming the next day. You knew the children were going to be in that place. And you take it off and throw it against a wall.
I really resent the fact that you're making this about me.
Well, you're making it about your ex-wife, and she wasn't anywhere in that apartment, Bob. And the legal aid thing, I mean, you got Child Protective Services coming after you.
Because I tried to explain to my daughter what a condom was for. And that got me in trouble with them. So this is why we need the legal defense more than anything else.
Why did you throw it against a wall?
I'd had too much to drink. I was entertaining a young lady, and I'd had too much to drink.
All right, Renee, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Cindy on the Phil Hendry Show. Cindy, go ahead.
Hi. I'm pretty sure at this point this must really be a joke. Because if
no
if
kidding.
You,
I mean, are you
if
kidding
If you
around?
Really want to blame your
well,
wife
if I'm
for
kidding
your,
around,
you're a very
If I'm kidding
person.
Around, let me ask you something. If I'm kidding around, why did I sit there and take the accusations from Child Protective Services and their mother's lawyer, if this is some kind of a joke? Because I can tell you I've got a business, and I don't need that.
Well, if you run your business the way you run your home, that unclean, I hope I have nothing to do with your business.
Well, I'm not asking you to do anything, ma'am. You called me. And I'm telling you that my ex-wife, because I'm left without any money, and I can't keep an apartment clean, so my daughter finds a condom laying on the floor.
Well,
I
do understand that there may be need for husbands out there who go through divorces like that. I can understand that. But that's still irrelevant to you being basically a slob.
If you can't afford a maid.
Can't you pick? What I'm saying is, and you're saying, well, if you'd known it was there.
If I'd known it was there.
You know enough that you took it off and threw it against a wall.
Yeah,
look, I was a single mother. I raised my daughter with no child support because he was a bum, waiting tables. And I didn't go around leaving my personal feminine used products laying on a table or on the floor.
Wait,
so why couldn't you pick your stuff up? Isn't it because your wife or maid always picked your stuff up before?
I'm paying child support. I'm paying, or I was at the time, child support. I'm paying spousal support.
That doesn't mean you.
So what does that got to do
with
your
story? That doesn't mean you shouldn't pick up behind yourself.
That you don't have any money. That you don't have any money, I should say.
I don't have any money.
She didn't have any money.
Well, ma'am, you don't. You're a woman, okay? And I don't know what it is you use, but this was something that I did. I regret it. I threw it against the wall. I'd been drinking too much. The next morning,
maybe you should have gone somewhere else, not the home.
Thanks for. All right, 877-876 Phil. Here is Bobby on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, I was disgusted by this whole conversation in the first place until I found this guy was living in a 7,000 square foot house, right? And now he has.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, sir? I always like to ask, have you been drinking?
Don't ask the gentleman that.
I just wanted to know.
Don't ask the gentleman that. You don't have to answer that, sir. So what's your comment, Bobby?
All right, fine.
Living in a 7,000 square foot house, right? That's a big house. And now you have to live in an apartment and you can't pick up a condom because maid service doesn't come in?
That was not it. What I'm saying is the following thing. My wife throws me out.
You got kicked out of a 7,000 square foot house, and you got kids coming over, and you can't pick up a rubber get with the real world, dude.
I
get down here with the rest of us.
Oh, you do pick up
down here with the rest of us. You, for the love of God, man, do you think you are just that much better?
No, I don't think I'm better, but I am busy.
I'm busy. Picking them up.
Why don't you come over and clean? Yes, she did. By mistake.
Why don't I come over or what?
Why don't you come over? And clean up my house. You're so attentive.
Come out there and clean up your house. In California, the rest of your fruits.
You call me a fruit.
You know what?
Are you calling me queer? Are you calling me queer?
All right, let's not say that, okay?
You sound like you are. Maybe your wife left you for a good reason.
You know, I'll tell you something, Bobby. And the only guys I know named Bobby are riding bicycles around with ski caps on.
Really?
Why don't you come out here to Quincy Mass and say, I bet you don't have a smile on your face too long. One whiff from your would probably blow the entire block up.
All right, come on.
I'm telling this guy right now that I was drunk. I was as drunk as he is right now when I threw that condom against the wall.
And my daughter found it,
and I'm sorry about it.
And you sit there and bitch about it.
That's right.
You're living in an apartment. You know what, dude?
It is a legal issue. My apartment, I could not clean the apartment up, and I got Child Protective Services telling me
you can't clean a rubber up off the floor, right, when your kids are coming over?
When I threw it against the wall, it slid down behind the stereo.
It what?
You're a pathetic excuse. Pathetic excuse.
You call me names, but you can't tell me why. You can't tell me
pathetic.
Why.
He just told you.
Pathetic.
He told you.
If you're so interested
pathetic.
In how I keep my house.
Your daughter's the one that found it, okay? All right, Bobby, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Bill in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green. You're hearing what people are saying.
Yeah, because they don't have all the information.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Green. First of all, I think it's a great idea that somebody started a single father's fund, but I don't agree with anything
you're
saying. I'm a single father. Through my whole separation, divorce, everything, I concentrated on a 4-year-old daughter, not pornography or entertaining.
You were entertaining young women, weren't you?
See, that's the thing that gets me. You just are separated from your wife, and you've got the chicks coming over.
Oh, okay, so now I have to apologize for that.
You would really need a hell of a legal fund to try to get custody of your children if there's condoms laying around. I mean, I guess you don't find that normal.
Let me ask you this. I know that you were not dating, but if you had been dating, you realize it would be normal for condoms to be laying around your house, right?
Yeah, there's nothing normal about that. I'm in my mid-30s. I've been concentrating on me and my daughter's mental health. I'm just saying,
if you were out dating, let's just say you were out dating, wouldn't it be true that while your daughter is living over there or visiting, there'd be open condom wrappers laying around?
Why would that be true? I understand if you were saying when you're first separated, and for me things were hard financially, and I could understand if you were trying to make an argument saying guys are less clean, or if you left the whole condom issue, the pornography and everything just out of it, and I think people were saying.
That's a good point. I mean, why do you bring up the condoms and why do you bring up the...
Because you had the story about the kid with the condom in the hotel.
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with your thing, man. But this man's right. If you're just saying it's hard to keep the place clean and it's unhygienic and I fear for my kids, that would have been something that perhaps even people would call and sympathize with. But you say, I got a used condom laying around.
Mr. Henry, I said that, first of all, to let people know that I'm not, and I have nothing against them, but I'm not a homosexual. Number two.
What difference does that make if we're talking?
The whole thing is why, as a single father, if you're concerned about kids and the custody and your custody arrangement with your children, you should live a certain way.
Of course I should, and I want to. But my ex-wife was a sadist.
You don't have a clue about ex-wives. I could compare ex-wives with you, and I found out that I married Lucifer itself. So,
I feel for you. But I understand that
such an evil woman, you wouldn't be out trying to hook up with another one.
Boy, is that the truth, man? You can't wait to jump in with another woman, man.
Well, you guys can laugh all you want because I know it's your show, Mr. Henry, and everybody thinks you're a big laugh riot. But the woman I was married to loved the fact there were rubbers laying around. Loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Bill, thank you very much, sir. Good call, and best of luck to you and your family. 877-876-PHIL. And we'll take a break here from Robert Greene's tale, The Legal Fund for Single Fathers. His daughter finds a used condom laying on the living room floor one Saturday morning when the kids are visiting that Bob had thrown against a wall the night before, and he's blaming his ex-wife and the fact that she's soaking him for spousal support and child support that he can't afford a maid. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to our show. So you've got one of those basketball hoops over a over a garbage can.
Yes, I do, and you laugh, Phil, because everybody has one of those, and that's what I was aiming for.
You take off a condom, and you're aiming at this garbage can with the basketball hoop, and you missed it.
If I missed it, I missed it. My daughter found the condom the next day, and I said, honey, that's not a swimming cap or whatever she was doing with it. And I immediately went into the bedroom and picked up the phone and called her mother, who is a sadist, and I said, you'll be happy to hear that your daughter found a used condom on the floor in my living room. I knew she was laughing.
Was she laughing, or was she...
She was pretending like she was angry. I bet you she got off the phone and laughed till her ass gave out.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move to a phone call here before we end the hour. Travis in New Bern, North Carolina. Travis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Yes,
how you doing,
I'm good. Thank you.
Mr. Green, how old was your daughter during all this happened?
9 years old.
9 years old. Okay.
That's correct.
I myself am going through a separation right now. When my son comes over, I have all my attention and time devoted directly to him. Not enough time for him to climb behind a stereo and find anything at all without me being right on top of him. You kind of get what I'm saying? Yeah, apparently.
Well, he sounds like he's very young.
You're not only a lousy cleaner, you're a lousy father, and you sound like a mom. You sound like a mama.
Excuse
boy
me.
To be honest, nobody's here to clean for me.
I bet you made your life every day, didn't she?
You little mama's boy. You're amazing.
You know what? What's your problem? You got a little 3-year-old kid that crawls behind a sofa. This is a 9-year-old girl.
I tell you one thing. I know one
maybe
thing.
Your kid
I'm
maybe your kid
father,
is 16. Maybe your kid is 16 and he's crawling behind a sofa.
All right.
Look, I tell you what, Mr. Green. Everybody that's listening to this
just
knows.
Can I talk?
Will you be quiet?
No, you can't talk. Because you called me a mama's boy. So now
you
what
are
I
a mama's
do
boy
is question your sexual
boy
orientation. Don't you date women? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to conclude this.
Mr. Phil, this guy is a joke.
Because I go out with women, and I made the mistake.
You can go out with all the women you want. You're still not going to make up for it as being a father. That's why your daughter will grow up, and she will realize that you're an idiot. Thank you, Mr. Phil.
She will, huh?
Thank you very much, sir.
Is that guy hanging up?
That's what he's doing. He's hanging up.
No guts. Boy, I knew it. The minute I heard that guy...
That's not the point here. The point that the man is making, and I think that he made a very good point, is that being a father means knowing what your kids are going to get into. Travis in Nashville, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, man. I was sitting here. I've been listening to this guy. Man, I'm a single father myself. I have two daughters. And I have been drunk, and I've had women over, and I have never, ever in my life left nothing like that for my kids to find. I mean, it sounds like to me that you just doggone a nasty person that do not clean up.
Don't you have one of those basketball hoops over the garbage can?
No,
you
I do not basketball have a basketball hoop over the garbage can. You mean tell me you couldn't get up and go into the bathroom and put it in the toilet and flush it? I mean, dude.
No,
I mean,
I was aiming
just,
for the
I mean,
basketball
that's just common. That's just common, common
sense.
Cleaning up, man. I mean, doggone.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you sound like a real idiot, man.
No.
There is no way that I would let my daughter, I let my child find something like that, man. I mean, come on, dude. What kind of person are you?
Well,
what kind of man are you?
You're not being honest when you say.
If you got a basketball hoop over a garbage can, you may throw a lot of stuff at it, not a condom.
Maybe you won't, but I do.
Phil Hendry.
Come on.